Hey, it's Cappy, and this is Beyond the Plate Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate, literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. First up is Noche Restaurant. Noche Wood-Fired Grill and Agave Bar is a Mexican restaurant in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I first came across this when I saw it in the New York Times list for America's Best Restaurants in 2024. And I have some family out in Tulsa, so I'm there a few times a year and have really wanted to make it there and finally did a few weeks ago. This restaurant has a super cool scene, really good, vibrant, good energy. And the menu is inspired by the food and beverage scene in Mexico City, and they combine it with their Oklahoma roots. Super cool place. It's in Tulsa's Greenwood District downtown. So a couple standouts from the menu just to share. They had a crushed tamale queso, which was so delicious. They served it with these tortillas, which I'll talk about in a minute. An aji and avocado tostadita with sesame, black truffle, chives, chili, extra virgin, olive oil, soy, and cilantro. Really delicious. And they make two different tortillas there that they serve with a lot of things, but I order them a la carte. They have a Sonoran style sour flour tortilla, which was super delicious, and a nixtamalized corn tortilla, which was also super delicious. Anyhow, I walked in, I was greeted with this beautiful book collection that they had all over the front, which I was super into. And I always like to see what books people have on display at restaurants, because I feel that that helps inspire the restaurant. I saw Will Gadara's Unreasonable Hospitality book on the shelf. They had Enrique Olvera's Tu Casa, Mi Casa, Six Seasons by Joshua McFadden, which is one of my favorite books. And they also had a Jacques Pepin book, which was really funny because that came up in conversation with another Mexican chef when we were recording an episode with Enrique Olvera. More to come on that. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Next up is Mill. Mill is a sleek, smart kitchen device that automatically dries and grinds food scraps and transforms them into nutrient-rich food grounds. I'm using food grounds in air quotes. This machine is incredible. And those food grounds really become a resource that can nourish gardens. It becomes chicken feed, it feeds chickens, and it also can support small independent farms. And so if you're not aware of the issue of food waste, here's the deal. Globally, 40% of food produced for human consumption is wasted. That's insane. Literally, uneaten food is the most common waste in landfills, more than plastic, paper, and metals. And 50% of that food waste comes from our homes. So fun fact here on Mill, one of the co-founders of Mill was a founder of the Nest thermostat. So they know a thing or two about aesthetically pleasing items that ultimately do good things for the world. I've had my own Mill for a little over a year before I ever became involved with the company. And my family has personally already diverted over 530 pounds of food scraps from landfills. You can learn more at mill.com/BTP. Full disclosure, I'm proud to be a culinary advisor to Mill to help accelerate their mission of keeping food out of the landfill as they expand their impact across homes and businesses. Next up is a recipe. This is a recipe for a vegan peanut, sweet potato, and kale soup. This one popped up on my screen from Serious Eats, and it was inspired by West African and Thai flavors. The reason why this recipe caught my eye, it was the last recipe I added to my recipe note in my phone. I lived in New York. I used to go to Hale and Hearty soup quite often. If you've lived and or worked in New York, you know Hale and Hearty. Anyway, I used to love this Senegalese peanut soup that they had there. Whenever it was on the menu, I would get it. It was like super peanutty and aromatic and really spicy. And some of these types of soups, these peanut soups are really soupy or they're on the stewy side. So I was really excited to see this recipe and hate to tell you, but it's almost soup season. So I'm really excited to whip up a batch of this soup. Next up in the social impact space is the Chef's Manifesto. The Chef's Manifesto is a global chef-led project of over 1,800 chefs focused on exploring how they can help deliver a more sustainable food system. Now, look, I know the word sustainability is a loaded topic and it can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. And I don't claim to have all the answers or the specific definition, but I'm always open to learning how various people interpret it. And one perspective that really stuck with me recently came from, again, Chef Enrique Olvera. And you can learn more about that when our season 12 premiere of Beyond the Plate drops this Wednesday. Back to the Chef's Manifesto. Today, when this audio newsletter comes out, I'll be at the very first Chef's Manifesto Action Hub in Chicago. It's a one-day event bringing together chefs and thought leaders in food systems to connect and act on a more sustainable food future. What I love is that they make it very practical. They provide real tips that chefs can use in their kitchen to continue to be great advocates, because let's be real, chefs have the power to lead these conversations, hence why we do what we do on Beyond the Plate podcast, to shine a light on the incredible work that they do. The Chef's Manifesto events have popped up all over the world. They've had some in London, South Africa, Australia, and India. And why am I sharing this with you? Because not every food event of this nature gets it right, but this one feels like it's on the right path, and I'm really excited to be there. Shout out for the tip to Eve Turo-Paul, founder and executive director of Food for Climate League and author of the book Hungry, Avocado Toast, Instagram Influencers, and Our Search for Connection and Meaning. That book is fascinating. If it sounds interesting to you, check out that book by Eve Turo-Paul. Alrighty, here's something I'm listening to, or should I say, putting the finishing touches on. The season 12 premiere of Beyond the Plate, as we mentioned, is coming this Wednesday. It's with Chef Enrique Olvera of Pujol in Mexico City, most recently ranked number 5 best restaurant in the world. This was such a fun, in-depth conversation. I'm really excited for it to come out. We've got some amazing guests this season, from Food Network stars to Michelin-starred chefs and some great restaurateurs and food personalities. We will continue to do these Heard audio newsletter episodes every other Monday right here on the Beyond the Plate platform. And here's something I'm reading. Two things, actually, I'm reading. The New York Times 2025 America's Best Restaurants list is out, and Food & Wine Magazine's 2025 Best New Chefs list is out. Two lists that I'd say are very worth reading. So big congrats to all the restaurants and chefs who are acknowledged, some of whom we have featured on this podcast. One last thing before I leave you. Recently, I had a friend and their family over for dinner, and we ordered pizza, and I grabbed the spicy honey out of the cabinet, and he wasn't familiar with spicy honey. And I love introducing people to new foods or ingredients, and this guy in particular loves spice. So I was, you know, explaining how he could drizzle it on the pizza, dip his crust in it, whatever. I had Mike's Hot Honey. I happen to have the extra hot. I don't know if you've had it. There's the regular Mike's, which is good and has a nice little spice, but Mike's makes extra hot, which is in a black bottle, and it's hot. I told the people who used it about it. They still put too much on. It's got a kick. I also had another one in my cabinet from Jacobson Company, which are the people who do like the salt in the Pacific Northwest. They have a hot honey also, but they call it a hot honey sauce. And then the third one I'll mention is Rachel Ray does a homemade one that she calls Sweet Heat, and she mixes Calabrian chili paste with honey, and it is so delicious. She serves it with some funky cheeses. She's drizzled it on a burger. You can do a number of things with it. Anyway, spicy honey. There you go. Thanks for listening to Heard, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you like this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Heard, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.